Yeah, I didn't even check to see if. Yeah, there we go.
We got to like make, because when you listen to podcasts anymore, a lot of them have like an intro. Like, welcome to the Project Tribute Podcast.
So on
sponsored
the,
by.
Well, it's like, so on the podcast, that's what I do, is I do like the graphics and all that stuff. But on the live, okay, live on Instagram.
Or sometimes what people do too is they have like a, like a screen that just kind of pauses there and like plays like music or whatever and waits for people to kind of get on and let it waits for like the notifications to go out.
So they have that.
Oh, okay.
Ye shall receive right there, right?
Welcome to the Project Tribute Podcast, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. All righty. So we're on TikTok, we're on Instagram, we're on all sorts of stuff. Hey, Refuge Medical's here.
Hey,
they're over on TikTok or on Instagram, and then we got Mr. Badger. So that's awesome. So we got a few. The funny thing is, so I put all my notes in the description, and we can't see it here.
And now we don't know what to say.
So, we've got the Refuge Ruckus coming up this Friday.
Heck yeah.
And so that's over in Fort Smith. If you are interested in kind of helping us and volunteering at the booth, just reach out. Bryce, how do you want them to reach out?
Well, you can, if you haven't reached out to us before, you can just fill out the volunteer form on projecttribute.com. Should be under the volunteer tab. Or, I mean, you could leave a comment, too. We can always reach out to you there and send you a message. But, yeah, the Refuge Ruckus, it's on, I believe it's the 8th through the...
Yeah, so the Ruckus... The Ruckus. The Ruckus.
The Ruckus.
Okay, that's the right word. So, the event itself is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but Vendor Boots is only on Friday.
Yep.
And so then Saturday, Sunday is going to be the Fellowship and then the Ruck March. So we're just there Friday set up. They Forrest said to be there by 7. I'm going to try to be there a little bit earlier than that. And this will be just one of our easier booths, just because we're down outside in rain and all the other stuff.
And yep, that's in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And it looks like, if I got it correct, the address for that, it's at the Fort Smith Convention Center, 55 South 7th Street, Fort Smith, Arkansas.
And then over on Instagram, Badger just put up the link to Refuge Ruckus. Perfect. It's a fundraiser for Caleb House. Caleb House, it's an advocacy for children. So definitely check out on our Instagram, Project Tribute. The Refuge Ruckus it's partnered with several organizations all around supporting children. And I don't want to speak on Caleb House because I don't know enough. Like, I know enough to understand it, but I don't want to speak wrong about it.
Right. As far as I glean, they save children from dangerous situations.
Yes. So definitely it's an amazing organization. Maybe what we need to do sometime is see if we can get them to
it's a great organization for sure.
And
I've seen a lot of cool stuff.
All right. So something else you and I have been talking about that I went ahead and launched today.
Oh,
yep.
I don't know this.
Caleb House. Great. Thank you, Badger. So the, one of the things Bryce and I are talking about is, to try to get the hoodies out. Yep. And if you set up a $20 monthly donation this month, we will ship you a hoodie. So your first donation is basically covering the cost of the hoodie, and then everything else helps us cover the cost of gear that we're putting in the hands of first responders.
Which, keep in mind, that's half off, essentially, what the normal cost of a hoodie would be. So,
yep. So if you are interested in donating, or if you would like a hoodie, then, somebody comment. Hi, Brent. Morning.
Morning.
How are you, sir? So if you want to donate, if you set up a $20 a month monthly donation, I'll reach out to you and get your size, and then we will ship you a hoodie. And our hoodies are being made from Overland Apparel, another great company that Brent actually got us connected with. Those guys, I've been seeing a lot of our gear going out, so I'm excited to see what the sales report turned in. But as you purchase our gear, what that does is we use the revenue from the hoodies and all that to then buy bleed kits, pay our website hosting fees, just the, we have pretty minimal expenses, runs about $2,000 a month. And so the shirts pay for that. That way all of your donations go for the, you know, anything life saving. So, if you're interested in donating,
if you'd like to donate to the Project Tribute Foundation, text Bleed Kit to 918-856-3977.
So, it's real quick. What will happen is if you text Bleed Kit, it'll send you a link. You touch that, fill out all your payment information, yep, and then go from there. We've got what, 400, it's well over $400,000 of gear requested. So that's what we do, is that we're completely volunteer based. We just go out and advocate and then try to fundraise. That way we can get the gear in hands of first responders.
Yep.
So, let's see, we got a lot of events coming up.
Yes.
So Refuge Ruckus is the first one. That is this Friday. So if you're interested, you can reach out, comment, message us on the page, whatever, and we'll get you the details to come join us. It's an all day event, but it's inside, which is nice. We've never been, so I can't tell you too terribly much. Hey.
And Refuge Medical was nice enough to waive the fee for us too.
Yes, that was amazing for them. So we just gained 2 followers. So something else is we're almost at 25,000 followers. So that's pretty exciting that we're about there. So I set it up to where I was like, man, if we can catch the counter. All right. So we've got Refuge Ruckus. It's an all day event. If you're going to join us, plan to be in Fort Smith by about 7 a.m. And then it's 2 tables, tablecloths. The setup's not going to be hard at all.
Yep.
Thanks for hitting that like button for us. So if you guys are just now joining in, Bryce and I are, I founded the Project Tribute Foundation. Bryce is my director of ops. How do we get paid?
We get paid in handshakes, high fives, and lots of rejections. We had to update it from occasional to it's getting pretty regular. It kind of hurts.
No, it doesn't hurt. Hate keeps me warm.
Well, we should be very, very warm then.
So, so that's what we do, is we just try to figure out how do we raise funds to then buy gear that's requested. Gear that we've put in the hands of first responders has been anything from thermal cameras to volunteer fire department in our area, the bleed kits, just individual tourniquets, body armor,
training.
Yeah. Refuge Medical. We had them come out and do a cleat class. That's a hard one. for 50 first responders, I think. Yeah. It was a phenomenal class. If you guys aren't familiar, Refuge Medical, they're over in Spiro, Oklahoma. So it's an Oklahoma-based based company that's been very supportive of us and really helped us get high quality gear in the hands of first responders. Man, thank you guys for all the likes over on TikTok. We're at 400 so far. Mm. So if you're not familiar with the bleed kit, I'm going to show TikTok first. So this is kind of what we put in the hands. It's got everything. If you had a massive blood loss event and you're in a rural area, you've got gloves, tourniquet, chest wound seal, Z-Pak gauze, the trauma or the emergency blanket. So this is primarily what we've been able to put in hands of rural first responders, and that saved 17 lives so far. We'll use camera 3, camera 1, camera 2, camera 1, camera 2. Sorry, TikTok, I'm going to get in your face here. So the bleed kit, we got these out of Refuge Medical. So it's got quite a bunch of stuff in this little package, but 17 people are alive because of the items in this package. So you've got the trauma shears. They've even got some duct tape for that chest wound seal, because yep, Refuge really thinks their stuff through. And then if you're interested, there is an affiliate link on our website for yep, Refuge Medical. So like, let's say you have the health savings account where you can buy medical supplies or pay for your medical stuff. You can actually go on our website, use that your company sponsored account, buy gear, and then we get a small percentage from that as another way for us to raise funds. And again, Bryce and I get paid in handshakes and high fives, nothing else. And all of our finances are sitting right there on the transparency tab. And if you're interested in donating, again,
If you're interested in donating, text Bleed Kit to 918-856-3977. And remember, for a limited time, if you set up a $20 monthly donation, we will send you a free hoodie.
Yep. And the hoodie, I've got that. So it's going to be this one. It's the same one that I'm wearing. We're going to bring these out to the Refuge Ruckus as well. So we sell them for $40. That way we can just keep fundraising. So it's about every 2 hoodies we were able to buy. It's about 2.5. that we're able to buy a bleed kit and get that in the hands of a rural first responder. And that's really our niche, is looking for those small town agencies. We're in the northeast corner of Oklahoma, and we will serve any agency across the nation. So if you're watching us and you are a volunteer firefighter, or you're an officer, if you're a first responder of any form, and you're needing gear, reach out to us. It does have to have the ability to save a life, and it needs to, if properly used, not be able to take a life. Because you could take a life with the tourniquet, but that's not the goal. So the only thing we've ever said no to, there was one that was flashlights for pistols. Mm-hmm. That you could argue that one, but that's not really within our scope.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to wrap up here in a second with just our events. So we've got Refuge Ruckus coming up this Friday, and then the Heroes Market happening here.
Yeah. I've got a date on that.
Yeah, it's all, I've got it on the comments. And then let's see here, what else we got? We've got the Poker Run in June. Mr. James he and I had a meeting just last weekend, actually, where we need to make flyers and some other stuff.
Sweet.
Then what else? Oh, Baxter Springs. Good morning, Susie. How are you doing? So we've got, and I've got them on the comments. There's about five events that we know of, and then we actually got invited to go do a booth at a Oklahoma SWAT team competition as well.
Super cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be a fun one. So we've got a couple grants out to try to update our booths. That way we can have just a little bit better marketing. So if you know anybody that is looking to donate for goods, we've got a company in Tulsa, veteran owned, or I guess first responder owned, that they were going to discount our stuff pretty substantially. So we're writing some grants for that. And then we've got, like I said, $400,000 of gear requested. Tell me those dates again.
Yep. So we've got the Heroes Market at the Project Tribute Foundation on May 5th. We've got the Poker Run, which we're planning for June 1st. And then we've got the Oklahoma SWAT competition on June 12th. And then after that, we've got the Baxter Springs Jeep Invasion on August 17th.
So Brent asks, when's the SWAT team competition? Will you say that one again?
Yep. SWAT competition is on June 12th.
And I've got a flyer for that. So we'll, if you're interested, we'll try to figure that out. And so something we're trying to figure out also is the how do we communicate with our volunteers? We tried Google Chat. It's worked okay. It's just, yeah, the problem is you have to have a Google email. So if you've submitted the volunteer form, you're going to get a link for this Google Chat. It's real. We're just trying to make it where all of our communications put into a single spot. That way, kind of that, what's going on, and you can pop in and out as needed versus us having to directly text or call you and then go from there.
Yeah,
there we go. I think so. We've got the request coming in. We've got Refuge Ruckus. We've got the monthly donation. If you set up a $20 monthly donation, Burial Mound, July 27th, we will get that on our list as well. Thanks, Susie.
Heck yeah.
And then so Susie, her husband, they are the folks over at Barrett. You haven't been able to go out there yet, have you?
No, I haven't met him yet.
Oh, man.
I'm excited to.
Yeah.
Well, no, maybe I have. Maybe we have met, but maybe we haven't met, been out at, I haven't been out Barrett at Burial Mounds yet.
Oh, gotcha. It's a cool event. I'm hoping that it's a 5K, but running gun. And so I really keep looking at myself going, man, I kind of want to do it.
Yeah.
So if I can get enough volunteers to run the booth, then I might do it. Sweet. in a year or so.
We can get that. We can make that work.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, what else do you have? Anything else?
How's the Jeep build going?
It's good. So, thank you. It's kind of an interesting one that the Wrangler went down. Mm-hmm. And so Patriot Auto, they stepped up and they are repairing the Wrangler. The Wrangler's high mileage. And yeah, so the only issue with that is that it's going to go down again. And so just incredibly fortunate for Chuck and Thorne over at Patriot Auto. So they are repairing the Wrangler, and then that's going to stay, like, daily driver wise, that's going to stay in Bartlesville, but you will see that out at Project Tribute events. Yeah. Just so somebody will drive that as well. And then, Jared Glover over at the Glover, what is it? Jim Glover, GMC, Hyundai, Jeep. There's several, and it's the Owosso Jim Glover. They are building a Gladiator for us. Yep. It's
a Jim Glover Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat.
Oh, okay.
Fiat. And also Glover Customs and Off-Road.
Yeah. So Jared Glover got us into a Gladiator that was on the lot. And they did it at a substantial discount. And then Glover Customs is putting a bunch of stuff into a Gladiator. And then I sent a couple mock-ups of the wrap. So it's gonna arrive to us hopefully in a couple weeks, fully done, ready to go.
Wow.
And so that's incredibly fortunate for Jared Glover and his team. They've been amazing. Yeah. I mean, he's personally helping build this Jeep. Like he was talking about, they were putting not a camper cover, but it's called the Smart Cap, but you know, a cover over the truck bed.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said that they were lifting it up to set it on the Jeep to get it over to wrap, and he noticed the truck bed was all beat up, and so he was like, "No, we're going to line that."
Wow.
So, and that's not any cost to us. So wow. he is personally invested in this project. So if Jared's out there, thank you, Jared. Huge and his team you, have. Yeah. They've been amazing. I drove by the other day just trying to like to scope it out, they had it parked outside. So then I pulled in, then it was like, well, I'm busted. I was trying to leave them alone, but it looked great already, and it just had the tires on it. So wow,
that's so cool.
Yeah. So we're incredibly fortunate that between Jared Glover and Jim Glover Auto Group and Glover Customs, they're getting us into a daily driver that is going to be absolutely reliable.
Yep.
And then separately, Patriot Auto is fixing Tribute. And so same thing. I just couldn't thank those two groups enough. Amber, I need to see the mock-ups so we know what we need. So Amber posted the other day that she was doing some work on the Jeep. And so I asked her, are you running scared? And it was internal parts is what she said. Mechanical changes. It's the one that I sent yesterday. I used we've got a AI software, and so I used it to make an image, and it was pretty slick. Did I send that to you?
Yeah, I saw that.
It was pretty cool. All righty, guys. If as you see this, even if this is a day, 10 days later, hit the like button, comment in here for us. It helps that algorithm. And the cheapest thing that you can do to help us on either TikTok or on Instagram or any of the social medias, hit that like button and then help share our post, like our post. Help us get in front of folks that do want to help first responders and that do want to help us and help us. You know, it's kind of one of those things like HeroLink, for example, that they found a donor, but they're not a 501c3. So they had a donor pay us. And then we bought, I think it was 25 bracelets. I don't remember how many it was. And then they were able to get their donation and their tax credit. And then the first responders got the gear. That's all we're after is gear. I'm going to be here for just a little bit. Bryce is going to, he's got to run to Wausau here in a second, James. So we don't take a cut of any donation unless it's told to us. So if somebody donates saying, "Hey, I want you to buy podcast gear." Okay. Then sure, we'll use that. Otherwise, if you give us an unspecified donation, we're buying life-saving gear with it.
Yep.
Period. So appreciate you guys.
I was just going to say, other than that, we'll just do huge thank yous again to the, Jim Glover, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Fiat, for the Jeep Gladiator. That's huge. Another huge thank you to Patriot Auto for fixing up Tribute. Yep. huge thank you to Refuge Medical for always supporting us. And then same to Overland Apparel. Anybody else you can think of that deserves a thank you?
Oh, man, there's tons. I mean, just on this, everyone that's commenting right there, you got Susie and Brent and James. Yep. I mean, there's so many supporters that I always feel bad that I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Again, if you're watching this, lots of ways to help us. There's the donate. So you text Bleed Kit to
918-856-3977. And remember, you donate $20 a month. If you commit to a $20 donation, we will send you a free hoodie. Free. F-R-E-E.
Yep. So there's donating, and then there's also just hitting that share button, yep, inviting your friends to our page. We are, what's the math? 108 away from 25,000 followers. So that's pretty cool. In addition, we've got our website that's got all the Overland Apparel gear on there.
Yep.
It's been a great partnership. Overland Apparel, they were able to really drive that cost down to where we can get more gear in hands. So our website is www.projecttribute.com. I'll put that banner up here. Boom. Projecttribute.com. So we're just volunteer run, and all we're doing is trying to get gear in the hands of first responders, nothing else. So Bryce and I have day jobs. Yep. So we definitely very literally get paid in handshakes, high fives, and a bunch of those. So I really appreciate you guys. Have a happy Sunday. Anything else?
That's it for me.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you. Let me just double check the comments one last time, and then we're going to log out. All right. So, James, I'll see you in a second. Everybody else, appreciate you. And then to the Refuge team, we will see you guys on Friday. The Jeeps won't be there, but we will still have the booths. So,
thank you.
All righty.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
See you next time.
See ya.